It is a historic day in the fight against the coronavirus pandemic. This morning, the first publicized vaccination in the U.S. went to a nurse at Long Island Jewish Medical Center in Queens, New York. And over the course of the week, many more frontline medical workers across the country will receive the first dose of Pfizer's vaccine.
But that good news comes along with a devastating milestone. About 300,000 Americans have died from COVID-19, and that number is expected to rise. NPR science correspondent Allison Aubrey joins us with the latest. And Allison, the FDA, as we know, issued emergency authorization for this vaccine late Friday. Now it's actually being administered to some healthcare workers. We've actually been watching these trucks pull up and people getting their shots. How has this rollout gone so far?
Well, it's just starting. As you mentioned, we see the first images of healthcare workers being vaccinated today with the Pfizer vaccine, including that critical care nurse at the Long Island Jewish Medical Center you mentioned. She says she feels very hopeful today. And don't we all, right, Tanya? This event in New York was streamlined and promoted by Governor Andrew Cuomo, who says, you know, the vaccine only works if the American people take it. More than 600 sites will receive a shipment of the vaccine this week. I've spoken to physicians in charge of coordinating distributions at several large hospital systems around the country, and they're ready to go. For instance, Johns Hopkins in Baltimore, they tell me they've planned to begin vaccinations on Wednesday.
They're ready to go. But, you know, we were talking a lot about this Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine requiring ultra-cold storage. Could that jeopardize its safe delivery?
You know, there has been great attention in the planning and executing of this delivery. Everything from the packaging that Pfizer is using to keep the vials cold at that minus 94 degree Fahrenheit temperature to the shipping itself, delivery of the packages. This is highly orchestrated. And, you know, lots of people working together, Operation Warp Speed, UPS, state leaders, coordinators at the various hospitals. All of the hospitals receiving shipments this week have been planning for months. They've got the freezers on hand, and they will be able to keep these vials in storage. Once the vials come out of deep freeze, they need to be used pretty quickly, within 5 days. So there are lots of logistics here. And remember, they won't have much supply to start, but that's expected, you know, the supply of the vaccine is expected to ramp up fairly quickly.
Yeah. COVID-19, as I mentioned, has killed around 300,000 Americans. That is such a grim picture. What can we expect in the coming weeks?
You know, we are averaging about 200,000 new cases a day and between 2,000 and 3,000 deaths. And the upward trend in cases, in hospitalizations, and in deaths that began before Thanksgiving is really just getting worse. I spoke to Angela Rasmussen. She's a virologist at Georgetown University. Here she is.
Even before the Thanksgiving holiday, we were on a steep upward trajectory in terms of the number of new cases and in terms of the number of new deaths. And I realize that everybody has pandemic fatigue. We're tired of living like this. But I would also remind people that we are at basically a 9/11 every day in terms of the number of people that we're losing. And that number is going up.
You know, when we hit 3,000 deaths a day, that's about two people per minute dying from COVID-19. So this vaccine news is wonderful. But right now we need to stay vigilant with masking and social distancing, things that you have heard before. It's all critical right now.
That really brings it home, 9/11 every day.
Right?
So we know that, yeah, absolutely. So we know healthcare workers and nursing home residents, as you said, are first in line for the vaccine. How long until it's available to all of us?
You know, the federal government has purchased about 100 million more doses of the Moderna vaccine. Moderna has already applied for emergency use authorization and an advisory committee meeting on this subject is set up for later this week. So it could be approved very soon. And the leaders of Operation Warp Speed have said 100 million Americans should be vaccinated by the end of March.
Okay. President Trump rescinded a plan to have White House staff in the first round of vaccinations. What do you make of this political gesture?
Right. So yesterday, a spokesperson for the National Security Council at the White House had said that senior officials across all three branches of government would be getting vaccinated to kind of ensure the continuity of government, right? But after that announcement, there was negative reaction on social media. People were really questioning whether this was fair, given the limited supplies to start. And then Trump tweeted last night that people in the White House would not be getting the vaccine right away, nor would he. Now, it is not clear whether he even needs the vaccine himself since he had COVID and recovered. Experts still don't know exactly how long immunity lasts.
That's NPR's science correspondent, Allison Aubrey. Thank you so much for this update.
Thank you for having me.